Ah, oh, I knew that as well. The fuck.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. My name's James. Sudge's in Ireland. I think he's on the piss. He's gone to meet a few other patrons for a beer. Something about some hookup place where he's got loads of bags that he's got to empty out of a shed or something. I don't know what he's fucking doing. You know how he is. It's quiz day instead, because I didn't think we could skip Tottenham. And if you want to listen to this now and wondering why I'm not mentioning last night's game against Marseille, it's because it hasn't happened at the time of recording. I'm joined by our Chelsea correspondent, Gary Mantle, you may know as Phantom Mantle, who's going to do the quiz today, which means I'm on the answers. How are you, Gary?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Yeah, and you said that we didn't have to talk about Chelsea, so let's get on with the quiz.
What's going on, mate?
One defeat in 10.
Yeah, well, there's that, isn't it? But I guess it's the manner of the defeat has caused a little bit of alarm.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he Potter's got this sort of tendency at the moment to set up a lot based on the opposition. And sometimes you think, why don't we play a little bit more to our strengths? Why don't we like not think, oh, I'm going to counter this by doing this? Like, let them think about us a little bit more. He's got it wrong a couple of times recently, which is fine, because obviously the Man United game, he changed it. But this was bad. I think, particularly around Thiago Silva, who caused the problems and then solved a lot of the problems himself in the first half. But I was just looking at the players that are next to him. He's got Chalobah's inexperienced. Loftus-Cheek doesn't really play there. Cucurella's just come in and he's playing left centre-back, and we're back to Kepa in goal. And it's like, it's sort of one too many inexperienced players, let's say.
Kepa's been playing well now, hasn't he?
He has been playing well, but it's not like this is a defence that's been built playing like this for, like, you know, a couple of years, anything like that. It's kind of all been sort of thrown together. I can't remember the exact lineup against Everton, but I would guess it was only him out of that little quartet that actually played that game. So, you know, it's sometimes you can, like, you change and change and change, and you get to a certain point, which was this one, you go, shit, we are really far away from where we're supposed to be.
But, is that where it's at?
No, I mean more in terms of just the team that was picked. We've got players that are available that weren't playing. I'm not a huge Jorginho fan, but he's experienced, he knows what he's doing. So kind of putting Ruben in his position, you know, it didn't really work. I don't think it's right to blame injuries or anything like that, but it's showing the sort of, let's say, it's not just the inexperience, it's also the confidence, because Cucurella's lost his confidence a lot recently, and he's just not playing that well. He seems a bit overwhelmed, I'd say, by what's going on. So maybe it's that we need to get a few players back, or maybe we need to just pick a team that's a bit more sensible for what we've got available. We're sort of doing a lot of square pegs in round holes at the moment, I think.
I mean, look, it is worth saying, you know, Koulibaly, Fofana, Reece James, Kante, suddenly put those four in there and it looks very different, doesn't it?
That's right, exactly. But the problem is that in missing them, the formation that we're playing, we've got like Sterling and Pulisic. I always maintain they're not wing backs. They're not supposed to be like defensive. They're not even defending as much as an old school like right and left midfielder in like a 4-4-2. There's still a lot more attacking than that.
No, I just described them as wingers on the podcast.
Well, that's it, exactly. That's the role they're playing. What it obviously means is there's a massive gap where there should be a player. And you think, if you took what we had available, maybe it'd make a lot more sense to play a back four, play Cucurella, Thiago, Chalobah, and Azpilicueta. Like, it's seeming that he's insisting on playing this back three, and I don't know how much of it is based on the opposition.
I mean, in fairness to him, he changed it quite quickly against United, didn't he?
And that was right, because we were getting completely overwhelmed in midfield. I was watching it and thinking, we haven't won a single second ball, and it's like, why are we?
They were
on
to everything
because we don't have enough. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't even say it looked like they had 12 men. It looked like you had 10 men.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. And then the sub was like coming on. So it was Kovacic came on in that game, wasn't it? And people were like, oh, who are you going to take off, Jorginho or Loftus? I'm like, well, then you'd have the same problem. It's not that they're playing bad. We need an extra man in there. And essentially, we got two because you put Kovacic and then drop Mount back in. And Saporta really likes this diamond, this midfield, like one at the base, two kind of runners, and then one ahead of them. But I think he maybe needs to adapt sort of the defensive structure around that, particularly if it's going to be Loftus-Cheek. I've got nothing against him, but that's just not his position. He can't
do
that.
Are you going to beat Arsenal on Sunday?
Do we ever beat Arsenal anymore?
What the fuck, man?
Well, this is when we might, because they haven't finished above us in a while, but they've always beaten us, and now they're above us.
You think I'll go the other way? So basically, you're using zero logic for the fact that you might beat them at the weekend.
That's right. I mean, okay. If you use logic, we've just lost 4-1, and they've just won 5-0.
They come to your place and beat you.
I don't want to use logic. That's why.
Okay, let's use some logic and do this quiz then. You're on before game week 17 as well, aren't you? I think with Neil Grover before you played Bournemouth.
That's right.
So we'll certainly get a lot more of your thoughts before game week 17. I don't suppose anybody's particularly looking to buy a Chelsea FPL player this week. So let's do this quiz. I know nothing other than it's on substitutes. So over to you, Gary.
That's right. So originally I was going to do Premier League substitutes and I couldn't find enough questions. And also, it turns out that Opta didn't used to do data before around, I think it was 2004 or 5 or something like that.
03, 04, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So I was looking at some of these answers, like, is that right? I don't know. So I scrapped that and thought, right, we'll just do normal substitutes. So 20 questions, 20 answers, some multiple choice, some true or false. Basically, anything goes.
Multiple choice?
Some will be.
Such would be so gutted either way.
Well, he'll obviously be playing along, won't he, on his flight?
Is it just one answer for each question? Is it, mate?
One answer for each question, yeah.
All right. Okay. Over to you, mate.
So, question number one then. Which player has scored the most goals as a substitute in the Premier League?
This was the most obvious question you were going to ask. And absolutely. I knew I should go and research this, and I haven't at all.
Question one, which player scored the most goals as a substitute in the Premier League? Yeah, it was the most obvious question, so I was like, we'll get that out of the way early.
I didn't look. Go on.
Question number two. Which player was taken off at half-time of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League final victory with the side 3-0 down?
I know came on.
Yeah, it's not a question, is it? Which player was taken off?
You said off. Substitutes.
Yeah, he substituted off. It's about substitutes and substitutions. Which player was taken off at half-time of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League final victory with the side 3-0 down? See, a lot of people know who came on. It's the point of the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I like it. It's good. Go on.
Question number three. In which year was the first World Cup at which substitutes were permitted?
Oh.
Question three. Which year was the first World Cup at which substitutes were permitted?
What a question that is. Oh, I think it's one of two. All right, go on.
Question four. This is a long-winded question.
Okay.
But, so you might still be thinking about question three while I'm rambling on. Which Argentinian player, who scored twice at the 1990 World Cup and twice at the 1994 World Cup, but was left out of the 1998 World Cup squad, became the first player to be sent off as a substitute without coming on in a World Cup match in 2002.
He got sent off without coming on.
So he was still on the bench and he got sent off while still a substitute. So which Argentinian player? He scored twice in 1990, twice in 1994, wasn't in the 1998 squad, got sent off as a sub without coming on in a World Cup match in 2002, which was the first time that had happened.
Okay, I think I know it.
I'll be honest, I didn't. I just happened to find that out.
Yeah, I've got a vision of something from 2002, which I'll come back to.
Fair enough. Question number five. Which player was sent off 12 seconds after coming on as a substitute in 2007, the fastest red card in Premier League history?
2007?
Yep.
That's not who the first name that came into my head was then. 12 seconds?
Which player was sent off 12 seconds after coming on as a substitute in 2007? Fastest red card in Premier League history. That's question five.
I'm going to speak for all the patrons here and say I think we're all struggling here.
Okay, because
12 seconds. Maybe it's just me that's struggling.
I think there's people that know that. I think there'll be patrons that know that. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's the fastest red card in Premier League. I could have just asked.
No,
that,
no. It's something that maybe 12 seconds, 2007. All right, I'll come back to that. Thank you, mate.
Question number six. Which African striker is the only player to have scored a Premier League hat-trick for as a substitute for Arsenal? Question six. Which African striker is the only player to have scored a Premier League hat-trick as a substitute for Arsenal?
It's not who I think it is, doesn't it? That's a decent chat, actually, James. He says, talking to himself. Seven, go on.
Seven. Jesper Blomqvist and which other player were taken off in the 1999 Champions League final by Sir Alex Ferguson? Jesper Blomqvist and which other player were taken off in the 1999 Champions League final by Sir Alex Ferguson? That's question seven. He wasn't Sir Alex Ferguson then either, was he?
No, you don't have to say Sir Alex.
No.
He was just Alec.
Alec, yeah.
I really want to speak out loud my thought process, but that's completely
Well, we can
not
do
fair.
That when we do the answers, can't we?
I'm
sure you're working out.
Okay.
Question eight.
It's one of two. Yeah, go on.
Well, this is a true or false. This is a nice easy one.
I'll
true
get
or false.
It wrong then.
Well, okay, it's not a nice easy one. It's a quick one. True or false? In the Euro 96 semi-final between England and Germany, England didn't make any substitutions. Question eight. True or false? In the Euro 96 semi-final between England and Germany, England didn't make any substitutions. Question nine. Which substitute scored for Manchester City in their final day victory over QPR in 2012? Question nine. Which substitute scored for Man City in their final day victory over QPR in 2012? Question 10. Mario Götze is the only player to score a winning goal as a substitute in a World Cup final. Which club was he registered to at the time? Mario Götze is the only player to score a winning goal as a substitute in a World Cup final. Which club was he registered to at the time? Struggling to say registered. A lot of these are choice of one or two, aren't they?
I think I know that one. I mean, there's logic in that answer.
Fair enough. Question 11. Which future German national manager scored a goal as a substitute in the 1986 World Cup final? Question 11. Which future German national manager scored a goal as a substitute in the 1986 World Cup final? Right. Multiple choice. Ready?
Yeah.
Question 12. In March 2006, with Chelsea losing 1-0 at Fulham, Jose Mourinho made a double substitution after 25 minutes. What was the final score in the match? Was it A, Fulham 1, Chelsea 0, B, Fulham 2, Chelsea 2, or C, Fulham 1, Chelsea 4? So, in March 2006, Chelsea losing 1-0 at Fulham, Jose Mourinho made a double substitution after 25 minutes. What was the final score in the match? 1-0 to Fulham, 2-2, or 4-1 to Chelsea.
I feel like that is absolutely something I should know, and I don't.
Again, some people will, some people won't. Question 13. On the final day of the 2004-05 season, with Manchester City searching for a goal that will qualify them for the Europa League at opponent Middlesbrough's expense, which goalkeeper did Stuart Pearce bring on as a substitute? Question 13. On the final day of the 2004-05 season, with Manchester City searching for a goal that will qualify them for the Europa League at opponent Middlesbrough's expense, which goalkeeper did Stuart Pearce bring on as a substitute?
Make sure you listen to the question properly, guys, because I wrote down the wrong name first.
Then you maybe know what I did there. 14. During the restart period after lockdown, which club became the first ever to make a quintuple substitution in Premier League history? Question 14. During the restart period after lockdown, which club became the first ever to make a quintuple substitution in Premier League history?
I mean, what did you say earlier? Regeneration or something? Can you say that one again? Quintuple?
Quintuple. Yeah. Five at the same time.
Is that five? I thought it was four.
Nope. Well, that would be quadruple, wouldn't it?
Obviously, in hindsight. All five.
They made all five at the same time.
I mean, I've got a name in my head and I've no reason why, but go on.
For me, it was just one of those stupid things that happened that people said, that'll be a quiz question one day.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I ever write a quiz? And here we are. Ready for 15?
Yep.
Who is the only player this century to win player of the match in the Champions League final despite starting the match as a substitute?
Say that again.
Question 15. Who is the only player this century to win player of the match in the Champions League final despite starting the match as a substitute?
This century?
I couldn't be asked to go back further checking, so I stuck to that. He might be the only one ever, for all I know. But I know he's the only one this century.
What a great question that is. UCL final. Sub man of the match. Okay.
Question 16. It's a quick one because it's true or false. Roger Miller, the joint third top scorer at the 1990 World Cup, didn't start any games in the tournament. True or false? True or false, Roger Miller, the joint top scorer in the 1990 World Cup, didn't start any games in the tournament. And that was question 16.
Wasn't joint top scorer, was he?
No, sorry, joint third top scorer.
Joint third, yeah.
Yeah, joint third.
So Toto Scilacci will be coming for you, mate.
That's right, yeah. So he scored four goals, if anyone that's not going to help you with the answer, but just information. Right, here's a multiple choice. Question 17. In April 1996, Idagar Johnson made his international debut, replacing his dad, Arne, as a substitute. Which of the following is true? A. Arne and Ida started the next game together, with Ida scoring his first international goal. B. Arne and Ida weren't on speaking terms at the time and refused to play together. C. Arne and Ida never got another chance to play together internationally, something which they both regret. Question 17. In April 1996, Idagar Johnson made his international debut, replacing his dad, Arne, as a substitute. Which of the following is true? Arne and Ida started the next game together, with Ida scoring his first international goal. Arne and Ida weren't on speaking terms at the time and refused to play together. Arne and Ida never got another chance to play together internationally, something which they both regret.
Okay.
Question 18. True or false? There have been fewer than 10 hat-tricks scored by substitutes in the Premier League. Question 18. True or false? There have been fewer than 10 hat-tricks scored by substitutes in the Premier League. Question 19. In 1994, which Premier League manager brought a fan on as a substitute in a pre-season friendly? You either know the story or you don't.
Yeah, I do know it.
And I assumed you probably would know the story.
Yeah.
Question 19.
I think the story has changed over years as well.
There's elements of it that have changed. Yeah, definitely. In 1994, which Premier League manager brought a fan on as a substitute in a pre-season friendly? Question 20. In March this year, 2022, if anyone's listening, well, another year, Adam Lallana equaled the record for the most times a player has been substituted on and off in the same game. Which player, who's already been part of a question or an answer in this quiz, did he equal the record of?
Oh, bloody hell, mate.
Question 20. In March this year, 2022, Adam Lallana equaled the record for the most times a player has been substituted on and off in the same game. Which player, who has already been part of a question or an answer in this quiz, did he equal the record of?
Can you define part of a question or an answer without
so
giving the
either
answer away?
When I've so for example, I asked you a question that involved a Premier League footballer two questions ago in his Iceland debut.
Yeah.
Or three questions ago.
I understand.
So that could be the answer, or it could be an answer to a previous question that I've asked.
I get it. Okay, that's clever.
Do you want any repeated, or shall I run through all 20?
Yes, if you could please run through them, that'd be great, Gary. Thank you.
Cool. I'll give you a bit of thinking time. I can see you scratching your head.
I just do that anyway, mate. It's pulling my hair that I don't have, right?
So, all of them in order again. Then question one, which player has scored the most goals as a substitute in the Premier League? Question two, which player was taken off at half-time of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League final victory with the side 3-0 down? Question three, which year was the first World Cup at which substitutes were permitted? Question four, which Argentinian player who scored twice at 1990 World Cup and twice at 1994 World Cup but was omitted from the 1998 World Cup squad became the first player to be sent off as a substitute without coming on in a World Cup match in 2002? Question 5, which player was sent off 12 seconds after coming on as a substitute in 2007, the fastest red card in Premier League history? Question 6, which African striker is the only player to have scored a Premier League hat-trick as a substitute for Arsenal? Question 7, Jesper Blomqvist and which other player were taken off in the 1999 Champions League final by Sir Alex Ferguson? Question 8, true or false? In the Euro 96 semi-final between England and Germany, England didn't make any substitutions. Question 9, which substitute scored for Manchester City in their final day victory over QPR in 2012. Question 10, Mario Götze is the only player to score a winning goal as a substitute in a World Cup final. Which club was he registered to at the time? Question 11, which future German national manager scored a goal as a substitute in the 1986 World Cup final? Question 12, in March 2006, with Chelsea losing 1-0 at Fulham, Jose Mourinho made a double substitution after 25 minutes. What was the final score in the match? Was it 1-0 to Fulham, 2-2, or 4-1 to Chelsea? Question 13, final day of the 2004-05 season with Manchester City searching for a goal that will qualify them for the Europa League at opponent Middlesbrough's expense. Which goalkeeper did Stuart Pearce bring on as a substitute? Question 14, during the restart period after lockdown, which club became the first ever to make a quintuple substitution in Premier League history? Question 15, who is the only player this century to win a player of the match in the Champions League final despite starting the match as a substitute? 16, true or false, Roger Miller, the joint third top scorer in the 1990 World Cup, didn't start any games in the tournament. 17, April 1996, Ida Johnson made his international debut, replacing his dad, Arne, as a substitute, which the following is true. Arne and Ida started the next game together, with Ida scoring his first international goal. Arne and Ida weren't on speaking terms at the time and refused to play together. Arne and Ida never got another chance to play together internationally, something which they both regret. Question 18, true or false, there have been fewer than 10 hat-tricks scored by substitutes in the Premier League. Question 19, in 1994, which Premier League manager brought on a fan as a substitute in a pre-season friendly? Question 20, March this year, Adam Lallana equaled the record for the most times a player has been substituted on and off in the same game. Which player, who has already been part of a question or an answer in the quiz, did he equal the record of? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling I can't think of a single red card in 2007.
I don't know why you would, specifically.
Nah, I mean, I'm absolutely blank on that one. Okay, let's do the answers, of which I'm prepared to get embarrassed immediately on question one.
I think you'll do better than you expect. There's a lot of them, actually, that if you have a little bit of knowledge, they're essentially like multiple choice.
I'll have about 12, I think, probably.
All right. Let's see. Question one, which player has scored the most goals as a substitute in the Premier League?
I'd have killed myself if I didn't go for Defoe, and it was Defoe, so I've gone for Defoe.
Jermaine Defoe is the correct answer.
Yeah.
I thought you'd know that just off the bat.
I think,
you probably did, to be fair.
A few others. Solskjaer obviously sticks in the mind, doesn't he? Because there were so many. I think Crouchy's probably got a decent number.
They're all up there
as well.
Yeah. They're all up there. Question two. Which player was taken off at halftime of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League final victory with the side 3-0 down?
I'm going to go for Jimmy Traore.
So, it's not. It's Steve Finnan. But... it was supposed to be Jimmy Traore.
Really?
This is the story. So I've heard Carragher and Benitez actually told the story together on Sky Sports. We've heard Carragher tell it separately. They came in and Benitez told Traore to go and have a shower. And then they were doing a bit of treatment on Finnan and they said he can't continue. So Traore got called back. Finnan got taken off.
Wow, so, that's interesting.
So you're wrong, but
day
it was
one,
good logic.
I mean, day one, I knew it was a fullback. Day one... Champions League final starting Jimmy Traore.
I know.
Fuck me.
That's it. All right. Question
three.
In which year was the first World Cup at which substitutes were permitted?
I feel absolutely certain that you couldn't in 62. Beyond that, memory's a bit hazy. I've gone for 1970.
1970 is correct.
Yeah. But what sense is me saying, oh yeah, 1962, I remember, beyond that was hazy, doesn't actually make sense, does it?
No.
But we'll take the correct answer.
No. Yes, you got it. So question four, which Argentinian player who scored twice at 1990 World Cup, twice at 1994 World Cup, but was omitted from the 1998 World Cup squad, became the first player to be sent off as a substitute without coming on in a World Cup match in 2002?
I think it's Claudio Caniggia.
Claudio Caniggia is correct. And apparently it was against Sweden in their last group game. So he didn't play at all in that tournament.
Yeah, I remember floppy hair on the bench going insane when they didn't qualify.
Yeah.
And I certainly remember he'd scored against Brazil in 90, and I can picture a goal against Nigeria in 94 as well. So I mean, that was enough.
That's it. Spot on. And funnily enough, the floppy hair is also the reason he didn't go to the 1998 World Cup.
Go on.
Well, this is Passarella was the manager, so he didn't pick players like him and Redondo, apparently because of their long hair. I don't know exactly like how Batistuta's was at the time, but I don't think it was the...
No, for old Batigal, it didn't matter because he was too good, right?
Well, it's probably that, yeah. But yeah, he absolutely hated players with long hair. So that's
My
why
God.
Redondo and Caniggia weren't getting picked.
What a striker Batistuta was. Right, these All red right. cards for five, Jesus.
Which player was sent off 12 seconds after coming on as a substitute in 2007, the fastest red card in Premier League history?
I'm going to go for Khalid Boularus.
No, it's not. It's a more well-known Premier League player. It's Keith Gillespie. I thought you'd know that, to be honest. I don't know why I thought that would be one of
I'm
going to
guess he must have been at Sheffield United at
That's
the time.
Right. He was at Sheffield United, yeah.
No, even though you've told me, I can't think of the game, mate.
So, I think it was a throw-in, and he came on, and before the throw-in had even been taken, he hit someone and got sent off.
Literally,
so the game technically didn't
no
restart.
Recollection of this at all. Yeah. Someone post the YouTube link in a random channel for me. That's blinding.
Question six.
Yeah.
Which African... You know why I've asked. Which
I know why you've asked, yeah.
Is the only player to have scored a Premier League hat-trick as a substitute for Arsenal.
I know why you've asked, because I know that Kanu was not a substitute.
That's right.
Despite popular belief and something I've said in the past, Kanu was not a substitute when he scored at Stamford Bridge. However, he might still be the answer.
That's right.
But I've not gone for it. I've gone for Adebayor.
Adebayor is correct.
Yeah.
So that's kind Blackburn? Of a multiple choice. There's three. That was, I have got this written down, that was against Derby, apparently.
Ah.
April 2008.
Ah, yeah, I think they won. That was the year Derby went down 4-0 or 5-0 on a Monday night or something.
It was 5-0.
Yeah.
I think they played them twice that season. I think he scored hat-tricks in both, and both ended 5-0. But one of them, he was a substitute when he did it.
Good
of course,
stat.
Aubameyang would have been the other one that you might have suspected based off the African striker.
I didn't even consider him, to be honest.
I'd thought when I'd written it, I was like, oh yeah, that's either going to be Kanu or Adebayor, completely forgetting about Aubameyang. It's not like my club owned the guy or anything, is it? But anyway.
Do you like him?
I do. I actually think he's been playing all right. Not the last couple of games, but I think you can tell that he's a guy that knows how to play as a centre forward.
Is he, I mean, this is dated now, but is he starting against Zagreb, in your opinion?
I wouldn't, but then he hasn't started much recently. I'd start Breuer. We've qualified. We've qualified top.
Don't Adebayor need to get his confidence up and shit, no?
No. Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Question seven.
Jesper Blomqvist and which other player were taken off in the 1999 Champions League final by Alex Ferguson?
I'm going to guess Gary Neville.
Okay. Well, it was a striker.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Andy Cole.
It is Andy Cole.
Oh, I knew that as well. What the fuck?
Yeah, I thought that maybe you
would. Of course,
would
he didn't have all four forwards on at the end. Of course, he didn't.
So that was
idiot.
Also designed as a sort of multiple choice. You're like, well, it's going to be York or Cole, really, isn't it? And it was Andy Cole.
Yeah.
Question eight.
Schoolboy era.
Are you keeping your own score, by the way? Because I'm not keeping
your
score.
Good. Yeah, 20 out of 20, mate.
Question eight. True or false, in Euro 96 semi-final between England and Germany, England didn't make any substitutions.
I 100% know that is true.
It is 100% true.
Which is remarkable. And I'd never remember at the time, and I know it was obviously kids and stuff, but never remember thinking, make a sub or anything.
No,
and even when
it,
you watch
exactly.
it back, it doesn't even occur to you. Like, why isn't he making changes? No. Or it's never spoken about on commentary or anything.
That's it. But it's nuts.
120
now,
minutes,
it?
And yeah. He had all that firepower on the bench.
Yeah.
And didn't use any of it. In hindsight, it's incredible.
Yeah. And obviously, in like, absolute hindsight, our sixth penalty takers, Gareth Southgate, like, there must have been something you could have done somewhere. We used to play three at the back then as well. It was like,
I just think
like
we weren't as forward thinking
like that,
then
no.
and stuff. No. And yeah.
That's it. Cool. Question nine. Which substitute scored for Manchester City in their final day of victory over QPR in 2012?
I assume it's Dzeko was the sub.
Dzeko was the sub, yeah. Yeah, it was either going to be him or Aguero. And
I was sure Aguero had started, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Question 10. Mario Götze is the only player to score a winning goal as a substitute in a World Cup final. Which club was he registered to at the time?
I think Bayern München.
Bayern München is correct.
The logic behind that was, obviously, they played Dortmund in the Champions League final the year before.
Yeah.
And he sat it out, didn't he? Because everyone knew he was going to Dortmund Munich. So fast forward 12 months, he must have still been with Munich.
There you go.
That was the thinking.
That's right. Bang on. Question 11. Which future German national manager scored a goal as a substitute in the 1986 World Cup final?
I think that's Rudi Völler.
It is Rudi Völler. Obviously,
who became just as famous for sharing a spitting match with Frank Rijkaard 4 years later at Italian 90.
Well, that's how, yeah, people our age, that's how we first heard of him. But, yeah. Well, that was it. It was like, you're either going to choose Rudi Völler or Jürgen Klinsmann.
I can't. When did Völler manage Germany? 98?
I think so. Is that? No, I thought it was slightly later.
Oh, actually, maybe 2002 early, he was manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was thinking it's this then. And like, I think even into 2004, I think he was still. Well, maybe not then. I don't know. Around that time, early 2000.
You might be right. They had a bad team in 04. Mind you, that team that got to the final in 02 wasn't great either.
No. Had Michael Ballack dragging them through.
Yeah, he very much did.
So,
and Oliver Kahn in goal.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Question 12. In March 2006, with Chelsea losing 1-0 at Fulham, Jose Mourinho made a double substitution after 25 minutes. What was the final score in the match?
I think I remember a pitch invasion, which felt a bit stupid. I think it was 1-0 Fulham.
That is exactly correct. Both of those bits of information are correct. Yeah, that was their first victory over us in, like, God knows how long.
Yeah. I just couldn't remember if that was that game or if it had happened later on, but I thought probably the fact that it was against Mourinho probably meant even more at the time, I should imagine.
Yeah, so all of those results are results that happened between Chelsea and Fulham under Mourinho, although the two were always at Stamford Bridge. But yeah, that was the day that he made his double substitution.
I knew that the pitch invasion was a game that was later in the season as well.
Yeah.
You said it was March, didn't you, I think?
It was March, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Like, fully grown, like 50-year-old men in chinos
sliding along. I say pitch invasion, it's... Imagine the Fulham pitch invasion.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They were sliding around in the penalty area, like getting the trousers dirty, like this kind of stuff. I was at the game, yeah. I was like, fair play, whatever. But no, I just always think of it when people go, oh, do you know what, Jose would have made a like double sub by now. Yeah, it didn't fucking work though, did it? Just because he did it.
No.
Question 13. Final day of the 2004-05 season with Manchester City searching for a goal that would qualify them for the Europa League at opponents Middlesbrough's expense. Which goalkeeper did Stuart Pearce bring on as a substitute? Now, again, this is one you either know the story or you don't, and you still might not get the answer right, even if you do.
Well, David James went in goal, and when you started reading the question, I thought, that's the easiest question I've ever heard. I'll start writing his name down. I think the correct answer is Nicky Weaver.
Nicky Weaver is the correct answer. Go on, you tell the story.
Yeah, it was a pre-planned idea. City had to beat Middlesbrough to qualify for the UEFA Cup, and Stuart Pearce, being the revolutionary that he was, had this idea to throw David James up front if they needed a goal.
That's right.
And that's what they did. And they didn't score. Robbie Fowler actually had an injury time penalty saved by Mark Schwarzer.
That's right. And they did have a striker on the bench, which was John Macken. But they...
Right. Imagine being John Macken in that moment.
I know. Exactly. Apparently, David James didn't know about it until like just before kickoff or something like that. Because they had to have a shirt, an outfield shirt printed up for him.
Well, they just went for chaos, didn't they? And yeah, it nearly worked, in fairness. But yeah, that's if you ever see the clips, it's bizarre.
So, question 14. During the restart period after lockdown, which club became the first ever to make a quintuple substitution in Premier League history?
I've gone for Manchester United.
Manchester United is correct.
And I think I'll go one more and say it was against Sheffield United.
That's right.
Yes.
So you're going to name them all?
Shit football I watch, mate, honestly.
You watched everything then, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, really I did.
So who went off and who came on? Come on in.
I don't know. I just remember Martial got a hat-trick in that game. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think, it's got to be quite early. And I remember it was like a long process between him and a few others going off and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be that.
He brought off basically the whole big hitting attacks. This is like Pogba, Bruno, Greenwood, Rashford and Martial.
Yeah.
And brought on a bunch of players that you can't... Like,
for them McTominay to get the standing ovation from the 15 people in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. McTominay, Mata, Dan James, Andreas and Igalo were the ones that came on, if you're interested. All right. Question 15. Who is the only player this century to win Player of the Match in the Champions League final despite starting the match as a substitute?
I started with games finals in the 90s. Not the 90s, the noughties, obviously. Couldn't think of anything, obviously. Started going backwards recently. Realised it definitely wasn't Lucas Moura. And I'm assuming it might be Gareth Bale.
It is Gareth Bale, 2018. That's correct. Just for you, because originally I was going to say he was the last substitute to score in the Champions League final, but I thought I won't bring that up. Do one that you do like.
Same answer, isn't it?
No.
Oh, is it Origi?
Of course it's Origi.
Fuck. Next one.
That's what I went for this one instead. You'd prefer a Gareth Bale question, wouldn't you?
Right. I'd have probably got the Origi one wrong. Because it's just blanked from my mind, right? Nothing existed after the first 60 seconds.
All right, 16. True or false? Roger Miller, the joint third top scorer at the 1990 World Cup, didn't start any games in the tournament.
I mean, this could go either way, but I think it's true.
It is true. I think once he came on in the first half...
I knew... The only doubt I had on it, I knew that he was a sub when he got the goals against Colombia, the famous goals where he really went on a dance with Higuita coming off the line and all that. And I knew he was a sub against England, but I didn't know if maybe he might have started a game in a group or something.
No, literally every single game. Question 17. In April 1996, Ida Gudjonsson made his international debut, replacing his dad Arne as a substitute, which the following is true. Ida and Arne started the next game together with Ida scoring his first international goal. Arne and Ida weren't on speaking terms at the time and refused to play together. Arne and Ida never got another chance to play together internationally, something which they both regret.
Can't be B, surely. I've gone for C.
It's C.
Yeah.
So apparently it was the president of the Icelandic FA said, "I want to do this for the first," because they're the only two this has ever happened to still.
Yeah. Well, I'd
He
assume the
said,
old man retired afterwards was my thinking, probably.
"Well, what actually happened was they were like, we're going to do this in Iceland in 2 months. In the meantime, Ida got injured and it was a proper serious injury. So he was out for 2 years. By the time he came back, his dad had retired. So the idea was that they were going to play together in the next one, but they wanted to do it on home soil. And
Okay.
then he just happened to get injured. But yeah, C is correct. And they were a bit annoyed about it. They're like, could you not have just, but anyway.
The Tales
Question
of
18.
Iceland. We won't talk any more about Tales of Iceland.
No.
Yeah, I'm moving on to 18.
True or false? There have been fewer than 10 hat tricks scored by substitutes in the Premier League.
It's got to be borderline. And why do I have something nagging in my head telling me that Sonny's was like the 12th? I'm gonna go. I've written true down though. But saying that, I feel like Sonny's taking that over. I'm gonna say false.
The answer is true.
Oh, you bastard.
There's only been seven.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was surprised. So when Solskjaer did it, that was the first time someone had
Oh,
ever
against
done it.
Forest in
Yeah,
99.
when he got to four, that was the first time.
Wow.
And the next time wasn't until 2004. So in the first 12 years, his was the only one.
Wow. I should have gone with what I wrote down, shouldn't I?
You should have done. I've got a list if you want a list.
Nah. Oh, go on. To make everyone laugh, go on. If it's only
All right.
seven, go for it.
So we've done Solskjaer at Forest, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink for Chelsea against Wolves, March 2004. Robert Earnshaw,
At
West Brom at
Charlton.
Charlton. Yep,
Yeah.
that's right. Adebayor, who we mentioned, Arsenal at Derby. Lukaku,
West
four.
Brom United.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stephen Naismith.
Against yourselves.
That's right. And then Son. And Stephen Naismith
Yeah.
came on in the
And
first
I
half.
knew that. I knew Son was the first one since Naismith. Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah, so that's it. Only seven. All right, question 19. I know you know the answer to this.
I do.
1994, which Premier League manager brought a fan on as a substitute in a pre-season friendly?
Harry Redknapp decided during this pre-season friendly, I don't know where they were, Dagenham or Margate or something, knowing
O
Harry.
Oxford City, as it
Oxford
turns out.
City, thank you,
Yep.
mate. Decided to, this fan was giving him jip and decided to bring this fan on for the crack. Told the guy on the tannoy or something that it was like this Bulgarian signing or something from the
That's
World
right.
Cup or something. I think the fans scored or something as well, and Redknapp tells the story that he was all right anyway or something.
So yeah,
A
well
truly bizarre story.
that's it. The goal did get disallowed, but
I
he
did
did
it.
score.
I think the legend of the tale was sort of the bits have been added over years, which I think are
Yeah,
not quite true.
that's right.
But supposedly, yes, this did happen.
So
I don't know if
yeah,
anyone was ever there to verify it, but.
well, I don't know. Specifically, the player that he was having a go at was Lee Chapman. And he was like, I'm better than this Chapman. And Harry Redknapp says, actually, in fairness, he probably was.
Yes.
And yeah, they did sell Chapman that year as well. All right.
Oh,
Last question. March this year, Adam Lallana equaled the record of most times a player has been substituted on and off in the same game. Which player who has already been part of a question or answer in this quiz did he equal the record of?
looking at the answers, I think what I've written down has got to be wrong. I've gone Blomqvist.
So, you are wrong. The answer is one of the answers that you didn't get. It's Keith Gillespie.
Ah, that probably didn't help me when I was trying to think of question 20. I was just thinking Blomqvist anyway. I was thinking in the 90s, he's probably not going to be him anyway. Yeah.
No.
Good quiz, mate. How many did you get, James? 15. I'll take that.
That's not bad at all, to be fair. I tried to design it that a few of them are, you think it's really hard, and you think, actually, I can eliminate a lot of answers already and maybe use a bit of some knowledge, some logic, and
Yeah, good balance
get
that. I
there.
think the ones who've probably a bit older and more my age who can remember things like Italia 90 and stuff like that are obviously going to benefit. Yeah, there's a few I'm not happy. The Andy Cole one. Oh, what an idiot that I didn't get that. So yeah, Angus, I want to know, mate, you prick. If you fucking outscored me this week, let me know. Angus did confirm was like that you got 20 out of 20 on the European cities quiz. I feel like if Angus has beaten me or vice versa, maybe we, and Angus is the patron quiz champion, isn't he? I need to take him on in something, I think.
Absolutely. This has got live show written all over it, surely.
But me versus Angus. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't want to get... It's my show now. I don't want to mug myself off in front of the public, mate. Gary, thanks so much for that, mate. As said earlier, you'll be joining us, I guess, in December at some point prior to your Game Week 17 fixture with Bournemouth. Give the man a follow on Twitter, Phantom Mantle. I'm sure you already do anyway, but if you don't, please do. So she's back tomorrow for Tottenham and whatever drama happened in Marseille that I don't know about currently. All right, that's it. Cheers, Gary. Cue music, thanks, please, man child.